Psalm 2. Why are the nations so angry? Why are the people making useless plans? The kings of the earth prepare to fight, and their leaders make plans together against the Lord and His Appointed One. They say, "Let's break the chains that hold us back and throw off the ropes that tie us down." But the one who sits in heaven laughs. The Lord makes fun of them. Then the Lord warns them and frightens them with His anger. He says, "I have appointed my own king to rule in Jerusalem on my holy mountain Zion. Now I will tell you what the Lord has declared. He said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have become your father. If you ask me, I will give you the nations. All the people on earth will be yours. You will rule over them with an iron rod. You will break them into pieces like pottery.' So kings, be wise. Rulers, learn this lesson. Obey the Lord with great fear. Be happy, but tremble. Show that you are loyal to His Son, or you will be destroyed by His anger, because He can quickly become angry. But happy are those who trust Him for protection." Genesis chapter 3. Now the snake was the most clever of all the wild animals the Lord God had made. One day the snake said to the woman, "Did God really say that you must not eat fruit from any tree in the garden?" The woman answered the snake, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God told us, 'You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden. You must not even touch it, or you will die.'" But the snake said to the woman, "You will not die. God knows that if you eat the fruit from that tree, you will learn about good and evil, and you will be like God." The woman saw that the tree was beautiful, that its fruit was good to eat, and that it would make her wise. So she took some of its fruit and ate it. She also gave some of the fruit to her husband, and he ate it. Then it was as if their eyes were opened. They realized they were naked, so they sewed fig leaves together and made something to cover themselves. Then they heard the Lord God walking in the garden during the cool part of the day, and the man and his wife hid from the Lord God among the trees in the garden. But the Lord God said, "Because I was naked, so I hid." God asked, "Who told you that you were naked? Did you eat fruit from the tree from which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "You gave this woman to me, and she gave me fruit from the tree, so I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "How could you have done such a thing?" She answered, "The snake tricked me, so I ate the fruit." The Lord God said to the snake, "Because you did this, a curse will be put on you. You will be cursed as no other animal, tame or wild, will ever be. You will crawl on your stomach, and you will eat dust. I will make you and the woman enemies to each other. Your descendants and her descendants will be enemies. One of her descendants will crush your head, and you will bite his heel." Then God said to the woman, "I will cause you to have much trouble when you are pregnant, and when you give birth to children, you will have great pain. You will greatly desire your husband, but he will rule over you." Then God said to the man, "You listened to what your wife said, and you ate fruit from the tree from which I commanded you not to eat. So I will put a curse on the ground, and you will have to work very hard for your food. In pain, you will eat its food all the days of your life. The ground will produce thorns and weeds for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. You will sweat and work hard for your food. Later, you will return to the ground because you were taken from it. You are dust, and when you die, you will return to the dust." The man named his wife Eve because she is the mother of everyone who has ever lived. The Lord God made clothes from animal skins for the man and his wife and dressed them. Then the Lord God said, "The man has become like one of us. He knows good and evil. We must keep him from eating some of the fruit from the tree of life, or he will live forever." So the Lord God forced the man out of the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. After God forced the man out of the garden, he placed angels and a sword of fire that flashed around in every direction on its eastern border. This kept people from getting to the tree of life. Genesis chapter 4. Adam had sexual relations with his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. Eve said, "With the Lord's help, I have given birth to a man." After that, Eve gave birth to Cain's brother Abel. Abel took care of flocks, and Cain became a farmer. Later, Cain brought some food from the ground as a gift to God. Abel brought the best parts from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord accepted Abel and his gift, but he did not accept Cain and his gift. So Cain became very angry and felt rejected. The Lord asked Cain, "Why are you angry? Why do you look so unhappy? If you do things well, I will accept you. But if you do not do them well, sin is ready to attack you. Sin wants you, but you must rule over it." Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out into the field." While they were out in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Later, the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" Cain answered, "I don't know. Is it my job to take care of my brother?" Then the Lord said, "What have you done? Your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground, and now you will be cursed in your work with the ground, the same ground where your brother's blood fell and where your hands killed him. You will work the ground, but it will not grow good crops for you anymore, and you will wander around on the earth." Then Cain said to the Lord, "This punishment is more than I can stand. Today you have forced me to stop working the ground, and now I must hide from you. I must wander around on the earth, and anyone who meets me can kill me." The Lord said to Cain, "No, if anyone kills you, I will punish that person 7 times more." Then the Lord put a mark on Cain, warning anyone who met him not to kill him. So Cain went away from the Lord and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden. He had sexual relations with his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. At that time, Cain was building a city, which he named after his son Enoch. Enoch had a son named Arad. Arad had a son named Mahujael. Mahujael had a son named Methushael, and Methushael had a son named Lamech. Lamech married 2 women, Adah and Zillah. Adah gave birth to Jubal, who became the first person to live in tents and raise cattle. Jubal's brother was Jubal, the first person to play the harp and flute. Zillah gave birth to Tubal-Cain, who made tools out of bronze and iron. The sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. Lamech said to his wives, "Adah and Zillah, hear my voice. You wives of Lamech, listen to what I say. I killed a man for wounding me, a young man for hitting me. If Cain's killer is punished 7 times, then Lamech's killer will be punished 77 times. Adam had sexual relations with his wife Eve again, and she gave birth to a son. She named him Seth and said, "God has given me another child. He will take the place of Abel, who was killed by Cain." Seth also had a son, and they named him Enosh. At that time, people began to pray to the Lord.
Chapter 2.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea when Herod was king. After Jesus' birth, wise men from the east arrived in Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the one who was born to be king of the Jews? We saw his star rising and have come to worship him." When King Herod and all Jerusalem heard about this, they became disturbed. He called together all the chief priests and scribes and tried to find out from them where the Messiah was supposed to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem in Judea. The prophet wrote about this. Bethlehem in the land of Judah, you are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. A leader will come from you. He will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called the wise men and found out from them exactly when the star had appeared. As he sent them to Bethlehem, he said, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you have found him, report to me so that I may go and worship him too." After they had heard the king, they started out. The star they had seen rising led them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They were overwhelmed with joy to see the star. When they entered the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. So they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. God warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod, so they left for their country by another road. After they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. The angel said to him, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, because Herod intends to search for the child and kill him." Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and left for Egypt that night. He stayed there until Herod died. What the Lord had spoken through the prophet came true. "I have called my son out of Egypt." When Herod saw that the wise men had tricked him, he became furious. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys 2 years old and younger in or near Bethlehem. This matched the exact time he had learned from the wise men. Then the word spoken through the prophet Jeremiah came true. A sound was heard in Ramah, the sound of crying and bitter grief. Rachel was crying for her children. She refused to be comforted because they were dead. After Herod was dead, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. The angel said to him, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to Israel. Those who tried to kill the child are dead." Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus had succeeded his father Herod as king of Judea, Joseph was afraid to go there. Warned in a dream, he left for Galilee and made his home in a city called Nazareth. So what the prophets had said came true. He will be called a Nazarene.